Well, Ryan, when you get 125 runs in a score of 216, you deserve to be on the winning side, but sadly it wasn't to be. It wasn't enough for Durham in the end today.
No, I think as a side we were easily 100 short on that pitch. It's a decent pitch, bit of spin, a little bit of seam movement, enough to keep everyone interested, but in this day and age, 50 over cricket, 300, it's probably not like a match winning score now. The game's moving forward. You need to be getting 320, 330 plus to be looking like confident to win games.
We were sitting side onto you, so we had no idea what the ball was doing. But when Durham were 75 for 7 after 24 overs, you're thinking maybe the pitch was playing up because there was a problem here 2 or 3 years ago. But I mean, that was dispelled by the way Derbyshire came out and batted.
No, I don't think the pitch done anything untoward. It was maybe a little bit of seam movement, but you expect that early on. I think if you ask the lads individually about their shots, they might say that poor shots on their part, but it's the nature of the game. Once you get on a roll, as Derbyshire did, a little bit of pressure. New batsmen coming in knowing that it's a white ball game, they need to score. It kind of just everything started to go in Derbyshire's favour pretty quickly, and to be fair to them, when they got on top, they didn't really take the foot off the gas.
It was an interesting scenario to you to find yourself in as you were coming out, because I think there was already 6 wickets down and I think you'd only just scraped to about 65 at that point. You put on 2 big partnerships of 62 with Usman Arshad for one of the wickets and then 62 for the final stand with Chris Rushworth, because at one point it looked like Derbyshire might have to come out and bat before tea.
Yeah, I didn't really try to look at the scoreboard at any point. I knew we were behind the 8 ball and I knew we were behind where we wanted to be score-wise, but I just thought if I can have a positive approach, there was enough balls left there just to bat balls. If I could go to run a ball, just see where we end up, really. Partnerships were key there with only the 4 wickets left when I got in. And as you said, to get up to 200 from where we were, I think was a great effort. Lads coming in, holding an end up, and it worked well for like that period of time. But I think it was difficult in that middle period when they were on top. I certainly felt under pressure when I first went out. It was hard going, bowlers bowling stump to stump with their decent field settings, making you come at them. And when you've kind of lost 6 early wickets, you're not really as confident about going over the top or trying to. But it's the nature of the one day cricket, I think.
I think you were dropped on 30, is that right?
I'd have felt pretty hard done by if he caught it, but doesn't say that in the scorebook.
True. You got the 96 and I think you got the 100 with a big 6. Remember you getting out on 99 last year against Hampshire when actually you should have had 101.
Yeah, a bit of a stinker last year against Hampshire, but there was not a chance I was letting it go to 99 and trying to get a single again. Kind of an impulsive thing, saw it up and thought, oh, well, back myself to hit this as far as I can. Thankfully it went into the stand. There was no chance I was going to 99 again.
Cloud 9 stuff at the time then?
I've been wanting that 100 for a long time. It's the first 1100, especially getting out 99 last year and being that close. So that was something I've wanted for a long time, and to get it today was a real nice feeling.
You couldn't win the game. You've had one night at home, I think, in the last 3 weeks. You've had this endless tour of the Midlands and Lancashire as well. Is the plan now to go home tonight and have a few days off before turning your attention to Worcestershire on Sunday?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of time to recharge our batteries, but it's one night at home, or 2 nights at home out of 18. It's still no excuse. We were massively underparted. Wasn't good enough today as a side, and I think the same applies to Leicestershire on Saturday the 2020. Just once again, not good enough. And we looked at it as an excuse because we've been away from home. But at the end of the day, we're professional cricketers and we need to turn up every day and give it 100%. And I feel like a couple of them games, we didn't do that. But we've got a time, probably 2 days off now, 3 days off back at home, to kind of regroup and just have an honest look at what you could have done better in them days. Or Maybe there isn't anything. Guys might have done everything, but it's simple as that. Weren't good enough in this period at times, and it's not acceptable.